Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
What we want for you to do is never to have to pay rent for an entire year. I mean, we wish we could make it for life, but, you know, I feel like we're going to be doing this contest forever and ever. Amen. We did it last year. Let's do it this year. Maybe we'll do it again next year so you never have to pay rent again.
That'd be sweet.
I mean, it's kind of useless, right? This paying rent.
Yeah.
So your keyword is silk. Text silk, S-I-L-K, silk, to 999-999 right now, along with your name. You have 5 minutes to get it to us. If we call you back and you pick up, because you got to pick up, you win. Silk, 999-999, good morning. It's Virgin Radio and good luck.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ask us to text. Well, sorry, we ask you to text the word. We call you back, and we called Marissa back. Good morning. What's your morning like?
I actually am just approaching my porch. I just went to do a wicked workout.
Oh, wow. Working out in the dark.
Yeah. Marissa, you're one of those people that throws the bell curve off for the rest
That's
of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But good for you getting it done early. And by the way, not only did you get the workout done, you also got your place in the draw to live rent-free in 2022.
Yay! Oh, my God. That's amazing.
$100 now, rent paid potentially for an entire year. All you have to do is just wait around for the draw.
Okay, sweet. Well, I'll keep listening.
I'm sure. And maybe do some push-ups while you're listening. I mean, let's not waste any time here.
Burpees and push-ups. Whoa. Got it.
Hey, burpees. Okay, hey, by the way, your next opportunity, 8 a.m. And that's coupled with a brand new ghost today.
Yes. Woohoo!
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's your ridiculous routine for falling asleep? And I know it's tough to talk about falling asleep when you've just woken up. But I know for a lot of people, it is a struggle. I'm the type of person, I could lie down on the ground in the studio right now in our gross, dirty ground, and I could fall right asleep. I'm one of those people.
A gift.
But I wanted to let you know that in Hong Kong, a company just launched a 5-hour tour of the city that's specifically meant to put people to sleep.
Wow.
Double-decker bus. The entire tour is 47 miles long, but it goes nowhere. And it starts with a, quote, food coma lunch.
Yum.
And it, of course, they describe it as a 2-course Western meal, a.k.a. us.
Yeah. So it's like KFC.
Because we do eat a lot here. He said there are two stops where people can hop off, take photos. And there are a few more drop-off points if somebody doesn't want to do the full 5 hours. But the whole point of the thing is to fall asleep because people are claiming they don't get their best sleep unless they're on public transportation.
Wow.
I'm always blown away by people that do sleep on public transportation. I have done it.
So bold.
But it is uncomfortable.
I used to fall asleep all the time on the bus. I loved
it. Did you?
Yeah,
really?
It kind of rocks you to sleep.
Ugh. Damn. Each ticket's between $13 and $51 if you want the VIP panorama cabin. It's at the top. You can actually look at stuff, and they give you a pillow and a blanket.
Oh, that's nice. Cool.
Cozy.
Now,
I like that.
I want to know, do you have a routine to sleep?
I bet TJ does.
I have a routine for everything I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so how do you go to sleep?
Okay, so once I have everything laid out for the next morning,
right?
We're just talking about going to bed. I have to make sure that the front door is locked about 3 times.
Yeah.
The blinds have to be closed. Closet door has to be closed.
Of course, monsters.
The bedroom door has to be open only enough that the dog can come in the room. But not enough that enough light comes in. And then once I lay in bed, I have to like lay a certain way. I'm a back sleeper, but I have to turn my head to the right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds hard on your
That's
neck.
A lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Jax?
I've tried to get in this practice because I can't be looking at my phone and then go directly to bed. It never works. So I'll read for like 15, 20 minutes and then I fall asleep, but I have to have my rain sounds on.
Oh,
hey Google! Hey Google, play rain sounds every night.
Natalie, my girlfriend, is heavy rain.
Yeah, it's
hey Alexa,
so nice.
Play heavy rain.
Yeah, it's so nice.
This is a little hack for you if you have kids and you need a noise machine. Mm. Don't spend $100 at Toys R Us on a noise machine.
Yeah.
Just get a $20 Google Home or Alexa. And then, because it does everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It does more than a noise machine, and it doesn't cost $100,
right,
which is a joke.
Can I give you my hot tip, by the way?
Yeah.
Don't just ask for rain sounds. Ask for rain on the tin roof or rain on the roof of your car.
There it is.
What?
And
very
it's
specific.
Really nice.
So,
all right.
I got one for you.
Okay.
So, I have no problem falling asleep. But one of my ex-girlfriends, this is a long, long time ago, had only one way she could fall asleep.
What?
and that was putting on Disney's Tarzan.
Ew, what?
And so every night going to sleep, I would hear...
Oh, my God.
I mean...
Phil Collins, You'll Be in My Heart, which is like the opening scene.
Yeah.
And every night, we'd fall asleep with this damn song.
That's like therapy material right there. You need to talk to your therapist about that.
And I was like, this is uncomfortable. And she had it on VHS, and she had one of those TV. This is how poor I was. Well, we both were. We had a TV with the VCR built in, but it only sort of worked.
Yeah.
You know, we bought it from like you know, Salvation Army, and it was $20. And some of the colors just didn't come through anymore.
You just need the sound, baby.
How did the Tarzan thing work if you guys didn't immediately go to sleep?
What do you mean?
I think you know exactly what I mean. Would you leave Tarzan on? When you guys were having sex.
We were boyfriend and girlfriend. So
so you would leave Tarzan on though in the background?
Oh, yeah.
A little jungle rock.
It was not exactly it's not exactly love making music, but
Phil, I don't know. He's pretty romantic.
I've done things I'm less proud of. Now hit us up with your sleep schedule. We want to know what it takes for you to get to sleep. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We want to know about your crazy sleep routine, because there's some people, like, it must be one way and no other way. Otherwise, I'm not getting to sleep. Megan, tell us about yours.
It's very strange, and it's kind of like TJ's.
Definitely strange.
What do you got?
So before I can even think about going to sleep, I have to use the washroom at least 3 times, because if my bladder's not completely empty, I cannot fall asleep.
The anxiety piece. Yeah, I got them too.
That's
For sure. So then when I actually go into my room, I have to close the closet door, make sure all of my drawers are closed, make sure that my bedroom door is shut completely tight.
Yep.
And then when I sit into my bed, I set my alarm 3 times because I'm afraid it's not going to go off.
Yeah, fair.
I get you. This is a safe place for you.
So you both live in fear. Okay.
But there's more.
Oh, God.
There's more. So once I get into my bed, I live in an above ground basement apartment, but there has been some times that there was spiders.
Oh.
So I have to check every corner on the floor and in the ceiling to make sure that there's no spiders.
Every night you do this?
Quick spider check. I get it.
Every night, because I'm petrified of spiders.
Sweet
and
Megan.
I actually wake up hallucinating that there's spiders crawling on me sometimes. So in order to kind of ease that hallucination.
Oh my God. Megan, that's really intense.
And then when I finally get into bed, I have to sleep on my left side, which is facing the door, because I'm petrified that somebody's going to sneak up behind me and scare me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you'd rather them scare you face to face.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Megan, thank you for your call. That is...
Sometimes you hallucinate. There's spiders.
Yeah,
on you.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like going to sleep was more aggressive than like than working.
Let's give Megan live rent free and get her out of there.
Yeah.
The spider nest.
TJ?
Yeah, we got some good ones from the 905. Alyssa says, I do everything TJ does, other than the bedroom door must be completely closed and the dog goes in his crate. Then I make sure my diffuser and fan are on. I spray pillow mist, apply lip chap and hand cream, and I put my sleep mask on. Another text from the 226. Every single night, in order for me to fall asleep, I have to make sure my Yorkie is curled up in front of me. I have a body pillow that I have to lay a certain way so that I can see the TV. And I am one of those girls that play serial killer documentaries habitually every single night.
Damn right.
Something about the monotonous, even tone of the host's voice puts me to sleep. Or maybe there's something else happening. Last one from 905. I have to fall asleep to a comfort show or else I get hung up on all the sounds of my apartment. So reruns of Friends is usually my choice.
Mm. Yeah, it's... I'm still kind of hung up on Megan's thing.
Sweet Megan.
Like, I feel like to go to sleep, that's got to be a minimum an hour, right?
Have you guys never had to do a spider check before bed?
Never.
No.
Oh, you've never lived.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is the third least affordable city in North America.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Yeah, we did it.
Sure did.
It's officially less affordable than all but one U.S. city. According to the affordability report from Oxford Economics, they found that Vancouver was number one. Number two was Boise, Idaho. Sure.
Small towns can be sneakily unaffordable.
Yeah.
because if the income in the area doesn't support it and you got a bunch of city folks moving out there,
yeah,
that's what's happening in some of my family's towns outside of Ottawa. It's like Ottawa's exploding right now and all the prices are going up and none of the people locally can afford anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like Perth, Smith Falls, stuff like that.
Interesting. Toronto came on that list, by the way, at number 3. Two other Ontario cities made the list, with Hamilton coming in at 5th least affordable and Ottawa at 9th least affordable.
Damn.
The Hamilton one really surprised me, because for a long time people were saying Hamilton's been very affordable.
Yeah.
It's not anymore.
Yeah, it's because we keep leaving Toronto and going to Hamilton.
What a fun, suffocating time to live. The Jonas Brothers are going to be roasted on the Netflix special. The pop group's upcoming Netflix comedy special, Family Roast, will put members Nick, Kevin, and Joe Jonas in the hot seats. Oh, good for Kevin. The three will get roasted by a panel of celebrity guests, and the show will be hosted by Kenan Thompson.
That'll be good. That'll be really good.
Clip from the show. It's going to debut November 23rd, And a clip from it dropped yesterday, featuring Nick, Kevin, and Joe. All announcing the special and teasing what's to come. So it's going to be a good time. A deer was spotted in a Toronto No Frills parking lot, like right downtown, Bloor Street West, just east of Runnymede Road. It's about 400 meters away from High Park. I call that downtown because I live there, okay? Just deal with it. Anyway, that's likely where the deer came from. A guy named Dax Martin, who got the deer on videotape, said, he recorded it on his phone, said, "I was worried he would run out in the street. Luckily, I was able to herd him back into the park."
Bloor and Dundas, man. Always surprising.
Toronto's so wild. Yeah. It's like you see a deer in the parking lot, the guy gets an interview. Like, are you kidding me? Everywhere else in the world, it's like, that's called a Monday. It's funny. By the way, I do need to ask. If Bloor West Village, which is High Park, if that's downtown, quote-unquote, then so are the beaches and Leslieville, where I live.
No, because I live in the West End, which is cool, and the East End is the trash.
I would say the beaches is still downtown. Like, everything's downtown to me.
See, I don't think it's downtown. I think downtown ends at, like, what is it? What's past Ossington there? Not Dover Court, but keep going.
It's Dufferin?
Jameson? I think it ends at Jameson.
Okay,
and then I think the other part of the downtown ends at the Don Valley.
Well,
I think that's the downtown.
I don't think that you're an urban planner, so TJ and I are right.
Also, I'm from Brampton, so like anything under the umbrella Toronto is downtown.
Yeah, same.
Right?
Good point.
Yeah. I usually make them. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, we got brand new Ghosted at 8 o'clock, along with a brand new keyword for you, so we can get you rent for an entire year with 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What do you get someone like Drake for their birthday? Like, honestly, what would mean something to Drake at this point?
Love.
Like, a toolkit.
A toolkit.
Everyone needs a toolkit.
There you go. Thank you, TJ. In all seriousness, no. It would be fun to have rich and powerful friends.
Yeah.
But when they're able to buy themselves anything at any time forever and ever, amen, it's sort of one of those things where that becomes a bit of a challenge. Mm-hmm. And you've seen it with like Cardi B and Future, where they just buy each other Lamborghinis and then put $500,000 cash in it. And I always thought, like, you guys are married. Don't you have a joint bank account?
Like,
yeah, I thought so too.
What does this even mean?
Are you just taking this out of your checking account and then putting it back in again? How does this work? But Drake's close friend, Future the Prince, gave him a Rolls Royce Phantom. Now, that's cool. Fine. It's a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't like that? You're probably thinking, well, Drake can just get a Rolls Royce, but this Rolls Royce is special. So according to his Instagram post, back in 2007, they used this Rolls Royce as a rental to convince people that he and his crew were destined to make it.
Yeah.
So they would rent it. He said, "I used to scrape together $5,000 a month to somehow keep up appearances. We brought it to Ottawa to see Belly. Montreal for his first show ever.
Incredible.
He used to pick up his friends every day, wait outside class for another friend, like just to be cool. He said, park outside 15 Fort York while me and 40 would be upstairs cooking what eventually would become So Far Gone. So they would have it outside.
Yeah, some of his
just
first
to
songs.
Show it off. So, but, but imagine he had to scrape together. He made good money on the set of Degrassi, by the way. That was a syndicated show in many countries. $5,000 a month just so that people would go, like, who is that?
Well, on top of that, he's also paying, you know, to have beats, and he's also paying, like, to do shows. And sometimes at that point, you have to pay people to come to your shows. Like, it's that's how bad it was. So $5,000 on top of all that, and like, you're paying to be a musician.
And he'd show it off on his MySpace, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, actually, in grade 12, for me, so it'd be about, like, 2006, one of the guys or no, was it 2007 or something? One of the guys was like, hey, that kid from Degrassi's got a mixtape out. Like, this is crazy. This is whack, whatever. And Drake said, listen, I'm not condoning you spending money on ridiculous material things. Yeah. Said, but he considers the act extreme manifesting. Yeah. Like, he believed in it so much that he was willing to spend that kind of money. And really, he could have spent that on, like, real estate or anything.
An investment in himself, though.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's what it was.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I think that's pretty cool.
I was just... well, no, I mean, like, if you guys were to get me, like, a really cool gift for my birthday, and you're like, I'm going to get TJ back his first car, it would be, like, it would be a 93 Ford Escort.
Oh! Yeah.
And I can't imagine I'd be excited to see it again.
Yours?
It would be the car that I have right now. It's my first car.
That's your first
car
ever?
That's my first car. A little Volkswagen Golf.
Really?
Yeah, I've never owned a car.
I didn't know it was your first car.
Like, on my own, I've never owned a car. Oh,
drives it like a go-kart.
Borrowed from your girlfriend.
I had a
2002 Subaru Baja.
Oh, that yellow thing. Yuck.
If anybody can find my yellow car truck.
Yuck.
That would be nice.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is there anything more creepy than a child?
God. You had so much time to figure out how to start this.
Yeah.
I think we've set the tone.
Have we?
Now, the reason I say that is children are innocent, and they just kind of blurt. There's no filter.
No.
They just say, hey, you look like crap today.
It's true.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, I must. Because my child thinks so.
Mommy, why are you ugly? Like, I've heard those kind of things. Like, just awful.
100%.
My niece is like, why aren't you married yet? It's like, why aren't you married yet?
So the reason we want to ask this question is because it is spooky season. And children have this unbelievable way of scaring adults and not even knowing.
Oh, yes.
Because they have these things like imaginary friends. And things that... I think we had a text message actually yesterday, which is why we're bringing this up. Somebody said that their kid was, what was it? They have a friend.
Yeah.
And they couldn't sleep because the friend was sitting on them.
Yes.
And they said, and then the parent asked, is it a nice friend? And the kid said, no, it's not. You know what I mean? Like that's the kind of stuff, like I get goosebumps thinking about that.
Yeah, I did like
and
that.
And Everly's just at, my Everly's just at the age where she's starting to talk in sentences like that.
Yeah, good.
Haven't quite heard anything that's been like, la, 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 la.
No,
la,
I love it.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I found the text from yesterday from the 905. My son the other night said to me at bedtime that when I was crying for you last night, mommy, there was a little girl on my bed. And so I asked him if it was his friend, and he said, no, she was a monster. And he said it in complete deadpan. So, listen, I'm not a parent.
Yeah.
But you're sleeping outside if you say that to me.
So what is the creepiest thing your kid's ever said to you? And by the way, kid can mean niece, nephew, whatever. A child in your life who doesn't know better. What is the scariest thing they've unintentionally said to you that you've never forgotten?
I'm a bad sleeper. Like, I sleepwalk and I sleep talk. And when I was really little, my mom was an emerge nurse, so she did 12 hours. So she started like 5 a.m. sometimes. And she was getting ready, and she kept some of her scrubs in my bedroom. So she was getting ready, and she came in to grab her outfit. And apparently, I think I was like 4 or 5, I sat up. Like, sat up in the night, like, eyes closed, and looked at her, and she looked back, didn't say a word because she's probably terrified, and I asked her, is it time? And then fell back asleep, like, kind of curled up. Like, not back, like a, just
like
curled
that.
Up. And then she just left.
That is
and
an exorcist scene.
She's don't never like let that. Me forget about it. Is it time? And I still had, like, a child's voice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So me and my mom don't talk anymore.
It is time.
And that's when my mom left.
Yeah.
When I was but a boy, apparently I used to tell my mom that I used to be an old man named George and I had heart issues and I liked golf.
I have to, you know what, I'm going to have to ask my mom if I ever said anything creepy. I can't recall anything. She's down the hall. We can ask her. But I can't think of anything that I said that was that creepy.
Oh, I bet there's things.
You think so?
I bet there's
things. We'll go grab her in a sec. Yeah. But 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text.
Yeah.
That's how you get in touch with us. We want to know about the creepiest thing a child has ever told you. And of course, they maybe didn't know.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's completely normal that there's a kid sitting on my bed who's not very nice.
There's some text coming in already. I'm already scared.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The question is, tell us about the creepy thing that your kids say to you. And they don't even really, like, realize it, right? But I have to change the music.
Okay. If we're going to read these texts properly.
Do we have to change the music?
We do have to change the music. Okay, so Exorcist theme song is playing.
Excellent.
Tell us what the children said.
From the 905, my boys used to talk about Mr. I that lived in their room in the ceiling. At the time, they were probably 2 and 3.
God.
They said he was spooky because he only had one eye.
Like,
yeah, you guys wanted to do this.
I don't like that at all. Mr. I.
Kathy in the 416, my daughter was staring into a corner, and she said she was looking at a person that was there. That was not as bad, but still, I don't like it.
No, that's pretty bad.
That's not great.
That's not good.
Oh, here's one that's really fun. My cousin, at the age of 6, said that her dog was going to die soon.
Oh.
And we asked her why. She said, I just have a feeling. The dog died 2 weeks later. I mean, it was 13, but still.
Have we investigated the child?
Yeah.
No, that child is
dog aside.
A witch.
From the 647. My 5-year-old asked me, Mommy, how old was I when I died?
Oh.
I said, you were just born. And he said, no, like a long time ago. That's from Claudia.
Recently is dying over there.
Is anybody else's eyes about to start watering?
Yeah.
Alicia has the last one here from the 289. My sister asked her daughter what she was drawing, and she just looks at her in the eyes and says, a demon, and then goes back to drawing.
Because it's so normal. Like, this is normal to them. They're just talking.
There's no filter. It's just blurt. Now, we got Megan on the phone. Megan, what's your stepson saying?
Okay, so we have shared custody with his mom, and we bring him back every Sunday. So it was a couple weeks ago, and he woke up at 3 a.m. on Sunday and went to go into her room and said that he couldn't sleep. And when she asked him why, he said that the man hit him because it was
Sunday.
Hold up.
We have to stop you. You asked him why, and then your phone cut out, so we'd love to know what his answer was. Go ahead again.
Yeah, we asked him why, and he said the man told him that it's Sunday, and that's when he comes home, so he was waiting for him.
Oh!
I don't like the man.
No, I don't like the man.
I don't like that at all.
Did you inquire further, or were you like, you know what, I'll let him handle this?
I'm leaving this.
You know what? He does things like this all the time. Like, it's totally normal now.
Is it normal, or are we just living with trauma at this point?
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca.
Hang on, I gotta jump in here. Yes, if trending wasn't so great, do you think CineClub would jump on board?
Absolutely. We got sponsors, baby.
Yeah, come on.
I like to think about it this way. Trending is so good. That's why CineClub. You said it first.
That's what I said.
That's literally what he said.
Yeah, but I said it that
Let's
time.
Let's get to it.
All right. Ontario may be the first province to mandate disconnecting from work through law. According to a press release, this can mean introducing practices that establish expectations about email response times or asking employees to turn on their out-of-office notifications when not at work.
Hmm.
I believe places in Europe have
done this. They have stuff around that.
Yeah, 100%. Probably a good thing considering all the work at home stuff.
Yeah,
that's actually what they said was a big part of it. The bill hopes to improve employees' work-life balance, particularly in light of COVID-19 pandemic, where many Ontarians took work from home. Elon Musk is now officially the richest person to ever walk the planet, by the way.
Oh,
so,
good.
Ever?
Well, we're like, maybe our bosses won't email us after 7. They're like, Elon's super rich.
Yeah.
Tesla just closed a new deal close to $4.2 billion, and the resulting 13% increase in share price has now pushed Tesla into the $1 trillion club alongside the likes of Google, Facebook, Apple, and Microsoft. His net worth is now $255.2 billion.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's terrifying.
I don't know if the richest person to ever walk the planet is accurate, because Adam, you would know more about this as a history buff, but wasn't there people that in towns that they would visit, they would spend so much money that it would like completely ruin their economy, their local economy?
I mean, I don't know about that, but I think what it is they're looking at this on a per capita basis. And that means that any king, any emperor, any queen, any whatever, never had this much proportional wealth.
Do we have to do the history thing?
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with history.
It's interesting.
It's a deep portal, guys. It's a deep portal.
A group of people in Toronto were seen in full Halloween costumes while paddling across Lake Ontario.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You might remember this from last year, but there was witches, unicorns, skeletons, Aquaman, among other superheroes. Just a handful of costumes seen on the water on Saturday. Buddy Supping is what it's called. It's a Facebook meetup group that brings together people who enjoy stand-up paddleboarding as a hobby. Supping. Stand-up paddle.
Honestly, when they did that last year, it was one of like the bright spots.
It really was.
Because this time last year, it was getting dark.
Yeah, it
because
was.
We were like, well, we're headed back into lockdown. Yeah. And all of us were like, yeah, it's got to be like 3 months.
Yeah.
And it was like eight witches, wasn't that last year?
Yeah, there's a bunch of witches on the water. It was awesome.
I think some skeletons too. Really liked it. It's funny.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Ghosted in 8 minutes.
Woo!
Also in 8 minutes, keyword for you to win rent for an entire year with 99.9 Virgin Radio. We want you to live rent free.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
All right, everybody, let's meet Penelope.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome to Ghosted. And we applaud at the beginning because we never get to applaud at the end.
Hey, Virgin.
Wow. Hello.
Oh, it's high school all over again.
I took that personally. How's it going?
Well, it's all right. I mean, I just want some help.
You got it, Lopes.
Please. Okay, so what's the problem here? Because obviously you're gone ghosted, so we know there was a guy. Can you tell us the backstory?
We met on Bumble, and we went on 2 dates, and it was like 2 months ago, actually.
Okay.
But I can't stop thinking about him. And on both dates, I felt, you know, really comfortable with him, and we basically laughed the entire time, and he made me feel really special, and...
I know
I've only met him twice, but like strangely, like I miss him. I don't know.
That's fair.
That's a little weird.
No, that's not.
It's a little
Adam,
weird.
No, it's not.
It's a little. Miss somebody.
Yeah.
After meeting them twice?
Yeah, but they've been
Why
talking. They have a connection. Like,
okay,
she obviously
right.
likes him.
Have you never missed
Sorry,
someone?
Listen, I'm just trying to say, like, here, Penelope, my instant thought is, and let me just come straight out with it. Did you come on too strong?
I don't think so. I'm good at this. I'm really good at, like, I'm usually the one who says, nah, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like,
Penelope, don't listen to the Tin Man. Yeah. We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
All right.
We got your back, Lopes.
So we don't know why you were ghosted, but we're gonna find out. So we got his number. After this next song here, we are gonna call him with you listening on the line. We're gonna find out, okay?
Okay, okay. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to chase down any guys, like, ever. So this is weird. And I've done it before. It left me feeling desperate, so I don't do that anymore.
Penelope.
And so basically...
Penelope, you called a radio station.
I know.
So let's get into it next.
Yeah.
If you haven't met Penelope, she seems very sweet. But I got some questions about this story with Kyle. You say you've been on two dates with this guy?
Yeah, 2 dates.
And you told us that you missed him after the second date. Like, because you guys lost touch.
Yeah. We really hit it off. Like, I guess he didn't feel the same way as me. I don't know, but I just kept wondering, and that's why I called you guys for help.
That's
because
fair.
Because I just don't
that's
know.
Fair. Mm-hmm.
Guys.
No, she's allowed to miss somebody. I completely disagree with Adam.
There we go. Thank
all right.
you. Thank
I,
you, TJ.
I think that maybe there was an impression that you came on too strong. Maybe.
And
you can understand why I might think that, but... Doesn't matter what I think. It matters what Kyle thinks. So let's call him. But before I do, Penelope, sometimes the answers on this can be a little bit harsh. Hmm?
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure you want to make this call?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I know it can go bad really fast, but it's better knowing. So
let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hi there, looking for Kyle.
This is Kyle.
Kyle, it's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Virgin Radio. What's up?
Well, we just wanted to check in on you, see how your morning's going. Why did you never call Penelope back? Little things like that.
Right to it.
Oh, my God. Penelope.
So you know Penelope. You're aware of Penelope,
yeah.
Her existence.
Yeah. It's a pretty sore spot still, actually.
Did she do something to you?
No. I mean, so right after our second date, my dog Nico died, and I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that I took the death harder than expected. I mean, he was my little guy. He got sick out of nowhere.
We're so sorry.
That's terrible.
I just kind of blocked everyone out for a bit.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just my version of mourning.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a lot.
It's okay.
Okay, so I'm curious about this because, so you kind of just, you went into mourning and that sort of thing, and then you just kind of, you didn't have the emotional space to, what do they call it in the corporate world? Emotional bandwidth?
Yeah.
To respond? Is that kind of what happened?
Yeah, that's...
I get it, man.
And to be honest, you know, Penelope's been on my mind a lot lately. But you know, she probably doesn't want to hear from me, considering I wasn't really communicating with anyone around that time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's something else, man. I really like her a lot.
I feel like someone would understand what you just said, though.
Penelope.
Hi, Kyle. Oh my God, I had no idea about Miko. Like, you were talking about him at dinner, and you showed me pictures of him. I'm so sorry. Honestly, if I had known, I would have been there for you. I know that sounds weird, I guess, but I still think about you, like, a lot, I guess.
I can't believe you're there. Oh, my God.
Hi. I know. This is weird. Hi.
Oh, my God. Hi. Yeah, I'm just happy to hear your voice. God, yeah, I think about you all the time. I thought you just, you know, would have written me off and thought I was a loser for how I was handling everything.
How do you feel now, Adam?
How do I feel? Yeah. It's not about me. It's about Penelope and Kyle.
That's a good deflect.
So, like, where do we take it from here, guys?
Yeah, I mean, would you mind maybe seeing me this weekend? You know, I know a spot at Young and Eglinton. I mean, if you're not seeing anyone else.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. Yeah, I'm the one who called Virgin Radio to make this work. Of course, I'd like to see you.
So you guys are going on a second date?
Yeah.
Yay! Okay, so here's the deal. Once you guys go on that date, you send us the bill. We'll pick it up for you because this is really sweet and lovely.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Really cool.
Okay.
All right. Now you guys kiss.
Yeah. No.
They gotta kiss now.
Let them have their privacy.
They kiss.
Guys, watch. It's so nice to have a happy ending on this damn segment. Congrats to both of you. And and listen, Kyle, we're so sorry to hear about the dog.
Yeah.
It's tough losing one. And completely get it. I'm sure Penelope understands. And man, I think the whole city just fell in love with you guys.
Yeah.
My mood has completely changed.
I bet.
Thank you guys so much.
Please keep in touch. We want to follow you guys.
On social media.
Yeah. TJ!
Well.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So yesterday we were talking about, which is weird for us, body image. And I was mentioning just a little bit about how I had posted an Instagram reel because I do a little bit of like Instagram influencing, and you know, somebody who meant no harm at all had just pointed out the fact that they said, hey, you put on some COVID pounds or whatever. And they said, don't worry, I have too. And we had a chat about it yesterday. And I just, you know, my whole thing was, listen, it's so funny that we as a group of people, and we all are sort of guilty of this on some level, go, hey, you know, here's someone who's extremely successful. I'm not talking about myself, but anybody.
Yeah.
Extremely successful, happy, whatever it is in their lives that are great. Maybe they're smart, maybe they're kind, maybe they're whatever. Mm-hmm. But man, if they could just get it together with the fatness.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not like I responded back to him and I said, listen, I like the way I look. I really do. And I've always had a tummy. I don't mind that. But there certainly is this thing, and you see it with friends, you see it with relatives, where, you know, people will say things like, partying a little too hard lately. I remember when I was in high school, I put on a little bit of weight, and like kids' parents came up to me and said things, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you know, you kind of think, and I'm a thicker guy, it's just the way it is. At the time, that's devastating.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's anyone's intent, but you have to understand how some of this stuff lands. Anyway, we talked about it, and we got an enormous amount of response from you on text about
this. Incredible response, yeah.
Super cool. But the other thing that blew us away was the amount of response we got online later. So we post the video on Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. I posted it on mine, at Adam Wilde. And like, you read through the comments, and a lot of the comments I got were in my inbox, too. Like, I think I got 150 comments on my one post. But then I had to have gotten like 100 more just in DMs because people still don't feel comfortable coming out and saying it. They're like, I'm worried my mom will see this. But they're like, you know, that's the thing. It's your family. It's your friends. Yeah. It's this pervasive sort of thing. So what was really nice, though, and what was really cool was the amount of people who reached out and said, amen, needed to be said.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that, because sometimes when you have these kind of thoughts, you feel like you're the only one thinking it. So I'm glad that, and I just wanted to say thank you again, that I wasn't the only one.
We had a lot of comments coming in, like you said, you know, on the actual thread and as well as DMs. And one that stood out to me was a question of curiosity. It was saying, okay, well, does this go the same way if somebody's working out a lot? You know, can I say something about their bodies then? And I just responded to them, it's just easier not to talk about bodies. Yeah. There's so many, like you just said, there's so many other things that you can compliment somebody on. Their success, their family, their happiness, you know, how they've been doing. There's so many other ways. And it's just easier that way. So weight loss, weight gain, you know, everybody goes through it.
There was a great comment on Instagram that I think summed it up. It's like, let's just normalize not commenting on people's bodies, period. Like, even for me, like, I'm a pretty skinny guy. I've been, like, really, really skinny my whole life. And, like, obviously it's different. But, like, having people comment on how skinny I am, how I need to eat, how I don't eat enough, and that type of stuff. And it's like, okay, like, maybe just don't talk about me then.
Then,
so I was skinny my whole life, and then last summer, I also put on a bit of weight because of COVID, and there was comment, like, I would post photos on Instagram, and people would be like, oh, TJ's getting a bit of a tummy. It's like, I can't win.
Yeah, well, and,
you know,
and that's
too skinny, or I'm overweight.
I got a message from a mom. She's got two teenage boys, and they come home and apparently tell her, she's like, they are athletic, they play multiple different sports. It's not like, and really, she didn't even need to qualify that. But she said, you know, nobody at school will date them. And we all went through that in high school a little bit. But she said, it's, you know, the girls want guys with washboard abs because that's the aesthetic. And I know it's the same for women too. Like, we got a bunch of texts yesterday going, you think it's bad for men? Think about women. It's not a competition here. I understand that
it's
worse for
women.
How about it's
just bad for everybody?
It's just not great. Yeah. It's not a thing that we want to continue on. Yeah. And like, and I, you know, with all the reports and stuff about what Facebook hid from us, and Facebook, by the way, who owns Instagram, who owns WhatsApp, who owns Oculus, about how they would rather drive comment sections than drive your mental health. Yeah. And how damaging it can be.
Admitted to it.
I admitted to it. Completely came out with it in a survey. I think it's really important. That part of me, that hit me. Because I was like, man. And like, I felt that way in high school too. But I just can't imagine. Because that was like 15 years ago for me.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how much more intense it is now. And like, even Zac Efron, who's known for his ass, has come out and said, you know, remember his Baywatch body?
Yeah.
He said, that is not healthy.
Yeah.
And he said, I would never do that again.
And the example we brought up yesterday, too, was Jonah Hill, who has had people commenting on his weight for the better part of, what, almost 2 decades at this point
absolutely.
Now?
Yeah.
The poor guy's just like, can we just stop talking about
my body? Let me be.
Like, every time he's surfing, they're like, whoa, have you checked out Jonah's body?
He can surf. It's like, okay.
Let him surf.
Yeah.
Shut up. So anyway, I just wanted to take a moment. I hope it's okay to do this, to say thank you for weighing in on it. Thank you for texting. Thank you for messaging us. Thank you for sharing the video. Got shared a bazillion times. I really appreciate that, too. And you know, if we can all make a pact together, let's just take bodies off the table.
Yep. Done,
right? It's not a shaming thing. It's just a, hey, we've done that in the past. Let's move forward to something different.
No more.
Deal?
Deal.
Deal.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is officially less affordable than all but one U.S. city. Ooh. The latest North American housing affordability report from Oxford Economics found that Toronto was the third least affordable city on the entire continent. It was only beat out by Vancouver, which was number one, and Boise, Idaho.
Okay.
Which, of course, was my guess. Two other Canadian cities made the list as well, with Hamilton coming in at fifth least affordable and Ottawa at number nine. Two kind of surprises, I would say. The Jonas Brothers are going to be doing a getting roasted on a Netflix special. The pop group's upcoming Netflix comedy special, Family Roast, will put members Nick, Kevin, and Joe Jonas in the hot seats. Three will get roasted by a panel of celebrity guests, and the show will be hosted by Kenan Thompson. I hope that they're all wearing name tags for Kevin's sake, because...
Don't.
No, go ahead.
Kevin. Yeah. He got the biggest applause at the concert when we were there.
Yeah, I'm really proud of Kevin.
All right. You got beef with Kevin Jonas. Okay.
No, I don't beef for him. I'm proud of him. He's really making this work. Deer was spotted in the Toronto No Frills parking lot on Bloor West, just east of Runnymede. It's about 400 meters away from High Park, so people are estimating that's probably where the deer came from. But when you hear that the deer was spotted in a, air quotes, downtown grocery store parking lot, it kind of piques your interest. A guy named Dax Martin took the footage and said, I was worried he would run out to the street. Luckily, I was able to herd him back into the park. You know what I do love about this city is when we do find wildlife where it's not supposed to be, there's always one person that takes it into their hands to solve the problem.
Yeah.
We saw it in the spring when there was the guy on the Segway that saw a raccoon in the middle of the road, so we picked him up with his bare hands and ushered him back into the woods. And now we saw it with Dax, who was able to, quote, herd a deer back into a park.
Things really happen in Blurless Village.
Outside of Toronto, that's normal, right? Like, it's a deer. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just chilling.
Yeah.
That is a busy spot, though. A very busy area.
Yeah. It's a little raucous. That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, remember, you're just over an hour away from another keyword. Shannon Burns has got you to live rent-free in 2022. And I keep saying 2022. Actually, it starts before that.
It's like live rent-free
for a year. So, like, Shannon, going to have that for you, 10 o'clock. Just a heads up.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's talk about your worst apartment. Doesn't have to be your first one, but your worst one. William Shatner was at a comic book expo, and he was talking about living here in Toronto. And he said, you know, I lived in Toronto for many years when I was a young, starving actor. And this is the best because it's so great to know that things never change. He said, I lived at Sherburn in an old hotel.
Oh, no.
And, you know, Sherburn Street has, it's an entire street that used to be one of the richest streets in Toronto back in the day.
Yeah.
Like 150 years ago. There's these big, beautiful mansions and they're not in great shape now.
No, they are not.
And they haven't been for like 60 or 70 years. He said, I lived in Sherburn in an old hotel, five floors up, mattress was made of ropes.
Oh.
What?
So you just slept on a pile of ropes.
What does that mean?
Is that a hammock? Like, is that what it is, I guess?
Every so often, I would come around back to my room, and unexpectedly, the mice were there just playing around on it.
Oh, sure.
And I guess near him was a hotel where they had an all-you-can-eat for $2 sign.
Okay.
And there was a two-hour window each evening where he could go, spend $2 and eat. And that was his one meal of the day. And he spent $2 a day to eat him. Or to food. To feed.
No, you had it right the first time.
Whatever. You know. And I guess his... he said people kind of caught on to that. And it got to the point where at the hotel, a lot more people started showing up. And he realized that... you know, once the cafeteria closed where he could get $2, there was a bar that opened up across the street and it turned into a brothel.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's like, this is the, you know, this guy has probably got $100 million in the bank.
Yeah.
He was on Star Trek. He's done well. And he used to sit in an apartment in his 20s with mice, eat for $2 a day, and live across the street from a brothel.
Oh,
wow.
Damn. So my question to you is, what was your worst apartment?
I mean, by comparison, it wasn't so bad. But...
Right. Tough to beat that.
By TJ standards of things not being organized or clean enough, I used to live, when I was living in Calgary, my room was in a windowless basement.
Oh,
and I shared a townhome with three guys and a dog that did not stop shedding.
Yeah.
And I had a roommate that liked to collect all of his empty wine bottles and display them on a shelf.
Gross.
Why?
I don't know.
Would you clean them out at least?
No.
Oh, it must have reeked of wine.
Yeah, it was awful. Ugh. And then... my room was in a windowless basement, which I thought was haunted for the first little bit because they used to do things to mess with me. Oh. Like they had a Bluetooth speaker and I was right next to the laundry room. And one night, I kept telling them I heard weird noises in the basement at night. And one night they took the Bluetooth speaker and they put it in the laundry room. They turned it up really loud and then they played like ghost sounds.
Oh, nice.
Oh, TJ.
Anyway, so I wasn't a big fan of that apartment.
There's a lot happening here.
Yeah.
That's yucky.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, it was just generally messy. Oh, okay. Three guys living in a place in like their 20s. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Jax, you got one?
Oh, yeah. When I had my first one bedroom, I was working at 101.3 Virgin Radio in Halifax, and it was $375 a month.
Oh,
and that's your first red flag. That's your first red flag. And also, if you're familiar with Halifax, everything's by the water. So with water come rats. So I had rats in my home. And I also, when I first moved in, the fridge was in such bad shape from the previous tenant. Like I couldn't clean it enough. The whole fridge had to be replaced. That's how bad it smelled. And then I had to move out, but not by my choice.
Oh, this is great.
because there was a hoarder, an elderly man hoarder that lived above me, and he had so much things that the weight ruined the ceiling, and then black mold fell through my ceiling because of all the hoarding pressure, and some of his belongings fell through my ceiling.
Did you keep them?
I didn't. I left. My mother came and picked me up, and we never went back.
I would have kept it still.
So it was, it smelled so, so pungent.
I just had an apartment that was like super dirty when I moved in, but not like that, not something coming through the ceiling.
I got rats and hoarders, baby.
Sleeping on ropes and having black mold in the ceiling.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, it was dirty.
Everything's so damp.
And the thing is in Halifax downtown too, everything's so old, right?
So
it's just
old.
Like, it's like 250 years old, every building.
My landlord was like, oh, damn. I was like, yeah, help me.
Wait, so you don't want, you want to move out? Really?
Yeah. Okay, imagine.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your worst apartment. William Shatner was talking about living in Toronto and being 20 years old and living on Sherbourne. Okay. So we know what's up there. And then living on the fifth floor of a walk-up hotel. And he would go across the street and feed himself with all you can eat because they had a 2-hour window for all you can eat. He'd eat one time a day and it would be $2. And that's how he fed himself.
Good deal.
And then eventually the cafeteria where he was eating closed and they turned it into a brothel.
Yeah.
So Sherbourne's gonna Sherbourne. but say that having just moved away from Sherbourne Street. We want to know about your worst apartment. Hit us up. 999-999.
Charles in the 647. Just after college, I lived in a sinking house. The foundation was sinking in the beaches. There were six guys. I literally had to buy a portable toilet, fridge, and microwave to put in my room because the house was so nasty.
Oh, gross.
Also had to put wedges under everything in my room. Wedges?
Yeah, so it doesn't, like, things don't slide, like your shelves or like your nightstand and stuff. Yeah, it like it'll slide.
It doesn't sink down straight.
No, it's it'll go Pisa, sideways. Right? Yeah.
Whoa. Tower. Okay, that there sucks.
There is, and I won't say where, a very nice loft building in Toronto, apparently, that is sinking because it's near the lakeshore. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's good to have a realtor, because I desperately wanted to rent an apartment in there once.
Yeah.
And there was one for rent, and it was extremely out of my budget, but I was like, oh, I don't care, I'll be house poor.
Yeah.
And the realtor said, I wouldn't do that building.
Yeah.
And I said, why not? And I'm like, sinking.
Really?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Crazy, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, it happens here.
Last one from the 416. My first apartment was a bachelor behind a restaurant, 25 feet by 14 feet, and ant infested. Moved a year later once my lease was expired, but I gained some good credit. My landlord was a nice old man. They gave me a good reference.
Honestly,
he should.
Yeah.
The things you put up with, though, the things that you're like, this'll do.
Well, because you don't know at that point yet, right? Like, it's especially when you're young, you just kind of move in and you're like, I'll make this work. Yeah. Like, I've lived with friends multiple times.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, as I'm getting closer to 30, I'm like, never again.
There's something, though, about it's yours.
Yes.
It might be the worst place on earth,
but it's yours.
But at least it's yours and not your parents.
Yeah.
And then you're like, man, I miss my parents' house.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What do you get a rich and famous person for their birthday that they don't already have?
Shoehorn. But like the really long ones from IKEA that come up to like your knee. Because then you're not bending down as much. Val got me one, and it's honestly changed
like, where?
My life.
Why? Why are why? This isn't even true.
Jay, you're not a rich or famous person, though.
No, but, you know, rich or famous people have a lot of shoes.
Okay, so Drake.
So they're bending down a lot. Yeah, does detrimental harm to their back.
Okay, so,
Oh, God.
So there's Sam TJ's idea.
And then there's the other one.
Then there's the Drake idea.
Yeah.
Which is?
Future the Prince, who is one of Drake's friends and an artist. Got Drake a Rolls Royce for his birthday. Mm-hmm. Now you're saying, well, that seems a little ridiculous. They're both rich. They can both afford this. This Rolls Royce is kind of special. And I don't know if you've ever bought into the fake it till you make it thing.
Yeah.
But Drake used to do that. And I actually am a big believer in that. Like, dress for success. You know, it's
maybe.
Like, but be the person you want to be. And I had a boss tell me once, they're like, you will be ready for the position that you're promoted to 6 months before it happens.
Hey.
Really?
And I was investing in yourself.
Yeah, 100%. So Drake did that with a Rolls Royce. Back in the day, remember he was on Degrassi, and they got paid pretty well to do Degrassi. That was syndicated all over the world. That's big money. He scraped together $5,000 a month. That's a lot of money. Yeah. But he had it.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to launch this rap career after Degrassi was over. And so what he would do is he would rent this Rolls Royce. So he'd roll up the clubs and see his friends and have it sit outside of his friend's apartment so that people would be like,
Yeah, that guy's... That guy, he's seen success.
Status, right?
Now,
yeah.
Did he have the money to rent it? No, not really.
Yeah.
Was it a smart financial move? I mean, in retrospect, sure, but at the time, it didn't look like that.
Yeah.
But this guy, Future the Prince, went and got Drake the actual Phantom that he used to rent.
That's
like, it was
so special.
That specific. And
That's so special.
Because they used to do that together.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool about it. And Drake did say in his Instagram post, he's like, yo, don't do this.
Yeah.
Like, don't try this at home.
Can we... Are we really just giving credence to the fact that Drake thinks because he got a Rolls Royce, he rented the Rolls Royce, he manifested becoming Drake? As if Drake wasn't supremely talented to begin with, and it probably would have worked out if he was driving a Hyundai.
I think it's the principle of the matter, though.
Yeah.
He was
the
like,
spending $5,000 a month.
No, but I think, he was like, one day I'm going to drive in this car.
I think more than that, though, I think sometimes if you're really devoted to a cause, you jump in with both feet.
Yeah.
You know, Drake wasn't halfway in. He was all the way in from the beginning.
Exactly, yeah.
And you kind of have to be to see massive success. Yeah. And I grant you, TJ, there are so many talented people that never make it anywhere.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm on board with this a little bit, as ridiculous as it sounds, because it's absolutely ridiculous on paper. He saw it as a way to, it's extreme manifesting, I guess.
That's why I got my Volkswagen, guys, because I knew that one day I will be rich.
Yeah.
Okay?
And guess what? It's here.
here we are.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. Here comes the money wagon.
beep, beep.
By the way, we got a text from Burlington. That shoehorn from IKEA is the best purchase I've got all year.
I'm telling you, it'll change your life.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario may be the first province to mandate disconnecting from work laws. So according to a press release, this could mean introducing practices that establish expectations about email response time. So essentially, after a certain time, your boss can't email you, or they go to prison for life.
That's not true. That's TJ.
No, that's
tell the real story.
That's the real story.
Bring
prison
back
for life.
Capital punishment.
That's right. No trial. They just, email receipts and that's it.
Yep.
Straight to jail. The bill hopes to improve employees' work-life balance, particularly in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, with a lot of people working from home, or WFH, if you will.
I wonder if they're going to put in rules for when you send TikToks to me late at night.
Because they're
really dark, and sometimes I wake up to them, and I don't want to be woken
Everybody's
up like
homepage on TikTok is different. TJ's is unquestionably the darkest in Toronto.
It's, really
it's a
weird,
dark
man.
Timeline.
It's really, really weird.
But it's kind of charming in the same sense, right?
No, it's not.
No, it's just dark.
Like, you know how an old haunted house has that Victorian charm to it?
No. Nope.
Okay. Elon Musk is now officially the richest person to ever walk the planet.
Ooh, rich guy.
Come on. Did he solve world hunger? Sure. Tesla just closed a new $4.2 billion deal, resulting in a 13% rise in the share price. They now push themselves into the $1 trillion club.
Wow.
Alongside the likes of Google, Facebook, Apple, and Microsoft. Mm. His net worth is now $255.2 billion.
Radical.
Way to go, Elon. A group of people in Toronto were seen in full Halloween costumes whilst paddleboarding across Lake Ontario. We saw this last year. It was a bunch of witches.
The water
witches. This time it was witches, unicorns, skeletons, Aquaman, and some other superheroes.
That's
among
cool.
A handful of costumes seen on the water this past weekend. Buddy Supping is a Facebook meetup group that brings people together who enjoy stand-up paddleboarding as a hobby.
That's cool.
They call it supping.
You know what? When they did this last year around this time, I kind of thought like, man, this is the one bright thing. Remember the COVID cases were on the rise, and Doug Ford's like, if this doesn't change, we're going to lock it down.
Like, look at my hair, look like a sheepdog.
Yeah.
Stop trying to be funny, Doug. Just let us outside.
Anyway.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Thankfully.
Dangerous.
We're looking a lot different this fall.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, Shannon Burns is up next. Do we like Shannon Burns?
Love Shannon.
Absolutely.
Are we sure?
Burn dog.
Sure?
Burnsy.
No. She's a little suspect, don't you think? I'm kidding. No, Shannon's the best. Shannon is up next. She's got a keyword for you to live rent free for an entire year.
I have a better nickname for her.
What's that?
Bannon Churns.
It's catchy,
Burns.
Eh?
Yeah.
Are you good? You okay?
You okay? It's time to go home, isn't it?
It is.
Ciao.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Have a great morning. We'll
see
you tomorrow.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.